Good morning, I'm Jinbo Zhen, a PhD student from Ben-Gurion University of the Negev and the supervision of Professor Naftali Lazarevich. Today I'm going to present fruit load effects on water status and front elongation of date palms. Date palm trees are widely cultivated in Israel's Arava Valley, where it is a hyper-arid area. Thus, the cultivation of date palm trees largely relies on irrigation, despite of water quota restriction. In order to achieve high quality fruits, fruit thinning is usually practiced by reducing fruit load. Additionally, date palm trees were reported to have high front elongation rates up to 53 mm per day. So far, no efforts have been done in order to investigate the effects of fruit load on water status and front elongation. Therefore, this research is intended to check the effects of fruit load treatment on water status and front elongation of date palms and well irrigated conditions. Two fruit load treatments with fruits and without fruits were set at the beginning of fruit growing season. Front elongation was continuously measured by a novel device called palm meter, you can see here. Throughout the experiment, the string from the palm meter was attached with a screw to the base of the central frond. When the frond was elongated almost outwards, the string was shifted to a new central frond. For more details about the performance and measurement of the device, you can check my newly published paper in Computers and Electronics in Agriculture. Additionally, the intensive measurements of stomatoconductance, photosynthesis rates, and front water potential were also conducted during a four-day campaign. And the results showed that in the first 2 weeks after fruit load were treated, there were no significant differences of front elongation rates between palms with fruits and without fruits. Later on, significant differences appeared and lasted till the end of the fruit load treatment. Palms with fruits had lower front elongation rate compared to those without fruit. After the end of the fruit load treatment, the significant differences of front elongation rates gradually eliminated till there were no significant differences at all. The daily cost of the stomatoconductance suggested stomatoconductance occurred in the early morning, ascended in the morning, peaked at noon, descended in the afternoon, and ceased in the evening in both treatments. Palms with fruits exhibited a relatively higher stomatoconductance compared to those without fruits. Consistently, palms with fruits also exhibited a relatively higher photosynthesis rates due to more carbon dioxide absorption and sufficient irrigation supply for more carbohydrate assimilation. The cost of the daily cost of the front water potential showed it maintained a relatively constant in the early morning, decreased in the morning, reached the nadir at noon, and increased in the afternoon in both treatment. Corresponding to stomatoconductance behaviors based on the four-day measurement and considering the stomatoconductance behaviors, we assume front water potential was greater than minus 1 megapascal during the period from 20 p.m. to 7:30 a.m. next day. As for the front elongation, it was minimized at daytime when the front water potential was low, and mainly occurred at nighttime when the front water potential was resumed. There might be some correlations between front water potential and front elongation. Thus, we did the following representative time window analysis for continuous front elongation measurement, which will bring us two benefits. The first is to help us better understand the correlation between front elongation and front water potential. And the other is to shorten the front elongation measurement period in order to extend the operating duration of the power meter in the field due to the limited power supply. First, we calculated the elongation occurrence probability using the following equations, where n stands for the amount of occurrence, the elongation occurrence events of six selected trees, three from each treatment for 147 days during its selected period. The result showed the elongation occurrence probability was higher than 0.8 during the period from 18 p.m. to 7 a.m. Here is the daily cost of the front elongation of the pumps in both treatment in three consecutive days, which demonstrated the front elongation mainly occurred during this period from 18 p.m. to 7 a.m. Thus, we choose the period from 18 p.m. to 7 a.m. as the main front elongation period, which took up around 87% of the daily front elongation on average. Then we did the first measurement time window analysis, the 13-hour MTW case. We calculated the daily ratio and the 13-hour MTW ratio respectively based on the front elongation of palms with fruits and without fruits. Subsequently, we derived the 3-day average ratio of daily ratio and 13-hour MTW ratio respectively. And then we got 1 point. In total, we got 49 points for 147 days with the front elongation data available. Then we did the linear regression analysis. It showed the 13-hour MTW case had the regression coefficient of 0.88 and R squared of 0.888. We defined the selection principle of a representative time window as a regression coefficient should be close to 1 as much as possible, and the coefficient of determination, I square, should be greater than 0.8. Then, thus, this case didn't meet our defined selection principle, so we did the all other 13-hour MTW case analysis. We found the 11-hour MTW case, the period from 20 p.m. to 7 a.m. had the regression coefficient of 0.994 and coefficient of determination of 0.831. It met the defined selection principle. We propose it as a representative time window. It means this, we can use this period to measure the front elongation and then to indicate the whole day front elongation measurement. Surprisingly, this case is consistent with the duration of the front water potential greater than -1 megapascal. It implies this representative time window is correlated to a certain range of the from the water potential. Here we reach the summaries. Fruit load affected the front elongation of deep palms. Palms with fruits had a lower front elongation rate compared to those without fruits during the growing season due to the preferential carbohydrates translocation from the front to the fruits. And the representative time window from 20 p.m. to 7 a.m. was determined and proposed. It exhibited a close correspondence to front water potential greater than -1 megapascal. As for the future work, we will validate this proposed representative time window and then to develop palm water stress indicator based on the representative time window of palms and drought stress and well irrigated conditions, and then verify it. Thank you very much.
Hey, are there any questions we can go on to? So are you saying that frond elongation is related to
frond water potential?
Okay.
Yes.
So you, use that as a stress indicator in the future?
Yes.
Have you used any dendrometers to check the stem diameter growth as well and shrinkage to correspond to the length?
Actually, for date palm trees, the stem of the stem diameter of the date palm trees maintains relatively constant for the mature trees. So it's very difficult to measure the very tiny changes of the diameter. It's not like olive trees or apple trees, the diameter will shrink during the water stress condition. So it's totally different the trees. Yeah.
Thank you.